"'I'm sure I've read about a case of hippogriff baiting,' said Hermione, thoughtfully, "'where the hippogriff got off. "'I'll look it up for you, Hagrid, and see exactly what happened.' "'Hagrid howled still more loudly. "'Harry and Hermione looked at Ron to help them. "'Shall I make a cup of tea?' said Ron. "'Harry stared at him. "'That's what my mum does whenever someone's upset,' Ron muttered, shrugging. "'At last, after many more assurances of help,' with a steaming mug of tea in front of him, Hagrid blew his nose on a handkerchief the size of a tablecloth, and said, "'You're right. I can't afford to go to pieces. Got to pull myself together.' Fang, the boarhound, came timidly out from under the table and laid his head on Hagrid's knee. "'I've not been myself lately,' said Hagrid, stroking Fang with one hand and mopping his face with the other. "'Worried about Buckbeak and no one liking my classes.'
"'We do like them,' lied Hermione at once.
"'Yeah, they're great,' said Ron, crossing his fingers under the table.
"'How are the flobberworms?'
"'Dead,' said Hagrid gloomily. "'Too much lettuce.'
"'Oh, no,' said Ron, his lip twitching.
"'And them dementors make me feel ruddy terrible and all,' said Hagrid with a sudden shudder. "'Got to walk past him every time I want a drink in the Three Broomsticks. "'It's like being back in Azkaban.'